Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, we're going to basically talk about home SOP. For those of you in the military and a lot of other jobs, honestly, you know that SOP is Standard Operating Procedures. And it's basically the norm of how to handle things. Now, we actually had a listener send in an email, Cameron. And he mentioned about, you know, kind of writing down and having a list of things that people should do if things go wrong, or what happens if we're away, what should my wife do if she's far away, or things like that. You know, how to plan for the out of the ordinary.
Right, right. And you know, also, you know, kind of having a list of your first priorities.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy for you to have it in your mind when everything's calm and nothing's going wrong, but you know, the power goes out and
you're like,
all shit goes,
oh,
everything
shit,
goes to hell.
I forgot to fill all my water tanks. So
right.
Whatever.
Right. And what do you do first? What's second? What's third? You know, what are the priorities? And it's nice to have it written down so you can look at it. And it's nice to have it written down so that if you're not home,
and
somebody else can look at it.
Can look at, exactly. And one of the things Kevin got excited about, he was like, fire drills, we could do fire drills. Because he's like, I remember my kids had come home and they were like, Dad, we have to check the smoke detectors and learn about fire drills. And everybody in the family wanted to get on board with getting excited about where to meet and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me stories about at my house and me and my kids. But I'm not sure they were accurate. I don't really know. But a lot of times I'm not really paying attention when things are going on.
It's hard to really pay attention to kids because so much stupid stuff comes out
I'm
of
like,
their mouth.
Yeah, you know, whatever. So that's what I want to talk about, and kind of things maybe you should plan for, things you might think about for it, and just how in general, you know, you can get your family squared away so that everybody's on the same page, and if you're not around, things can be happening.
Right.
You know, if you're like, oh, I got to spend 2 days getting home from where I am because it's a long walk and whatever, you know, or maybe even the power goes out. I know when we had our big blackout in the Northeast 8 years ago, whatever the hell it was, and I was normally an hour and a half away,
but because not a single street light was working, and you can imagine coming out of like New York City without street lights working, made, you know, a 3-hour trip or whatever into a, well, hour and a half trip into like a 4 or 5 hour trip.
Right.
And that was lucky. So anyway, that's what I was thinking. Now, what I did is I actually went to like when they have the school supply sales and whatever, and I was there one time. You know how they have those like really fancy binders that you wouldn't buy for your kids?
Right.
The ones that are like $8 and you're like, oh my God, $8. What are you, crazy?
Uh-huh.
You know, the ones like that they put in the bin with all the ones that are on sale and you're right. Like, oh, this one's nice.
Seek this one out. Yeah.
It's like $3 or whatever. I'm going to buy two. And then you go up to the register and they're like, oh, $8. And you're like, what? You crazy? Yeah. One of those. That's the one I'm talking about. So basically, it's got like the little tabs where you rip the piece of paper and you write down.
Write it in there.
Tornado.
Right.
Powers out. You know, that kind of thing. So that people can grab like the family binder and, oh, something's going on. I'm seeing it. I'm getting the alerts on my TV and or their cell phone. You know, the automatic text is popping up. Hey, you're a dumbass. Take shelter or something. They can go, oh, let me go to the binder and see what I should be doing to help get the house ready since mom and dad aren't here.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. Now, the way I set up mine, not only did I put up these categories in the different areas, but I also kind of based it on, in the Navy, we have something called the 3M system. That managed material maintenance or right. Some crap like yep. That. I don't even remember what
it was. I was in charge of our 3M program at one point.
You were in charge?
Yeah. Don't remember any of it now.
I went looking for a job, they were like, well, but are you 3M qualified? And I was like, well, actually, I think I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through my stuff. I actually had the stuff there. I was like, I have my paperwork.
Right.
They were like, thank God, because otherwise you got to do it all over again for this job. And I'm like, oh, that would not be good.
Yeah.
So, because it was a nightmare. So basically what they did is the 3M system, they also use binders or have cards. And I think they pulled it up on a computer maybe. I don't even remember. But you'd like print out the sheet. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was in a binder.
Yeah, I never had a computer with mine.
No? Okay. So, yeah, that sounds right. Like, it's a hard plastic card or something, or right. You know, hard paper, whatever. So, anyway, I kind of pulled up one to freshen up my memory there. And I'm guessing the Army has something similar, but maybe I couldn't find it online. They were like the Army Preventative Maintenance System.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have anything cool like 3M like we do.
Right, right.
And I'm feeling like maybe that's why their shit always breaks down and the Army gets there late.
Yep.
That seems accurate yep. to me. But you Army guys might be cursing me right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just know Navy, cutting edge.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is.
The tip of the spear.
Tip of the spear.
Mm-hmm.
First
the Army is the shaft.
I think the Army gets the shaft. I'm not sure how that works exactly. But so anyway, a typical 3M card, usually like in a top corner, it's really geared towards maintenance. And you might kind of set up some of these things in your house as like annual maintenance. You might have a section where you do that, you know, in your binder. You know, where you're checking your smoke detectors, your fire extinguisher, maybe rotate your water or change out the gas in your generator. You know, whatever it is that you do normally that, you know, put in fresh gas and throw some stable in there with the generator, whatever. So you have like a frequency section. It'll describe like the system in another box, like, oh, this is for the generator, you know, or whatever. The next box, I think this really could apply to your family, is who's qualified to do it.
Right.
Now, it would be a certain pay grade, like, oh, it's got to be, you know, a electronic technician second class or above. Or it might be somebody who's been to, you know, we'll say CPR trained or, you know, whatever. Somebody has some special skill or whatever. Or it might be something that anybody who can read can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or whatever. It doesn't really matter. But the idea is you set it up your way. Now, you'd obviously then have a section for, like, maintenance requirement description. You know, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to change the oil in the car or swap out the gas in the generator. Safety precautions. Mm-hmm. Oh, a lot of times when you're draining out the gas, you want it to be outside so it doesn't dump all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that, you know, you might have notes on.
Right.
You know, go outside, use this strainer, have that bucket. The bucket has to be able to hold this many gallons or, you know, whatever.
Yep. And I, you know, I've run into that problem before.
Yeah.
You know, you're draining your oil tank and then you realize, I've never had a problem with the oil tank. It's been when I've been in cars and I really had to go pee and all there was were beer bottles. And then
and now you know that you might need the gallon size.
Right, right.
Jug.
You need the big gulp.
I saw a guy once came to the jobs. He used to carry a laundry detergent bottle.
For what? For piss?
For piss.
Nice.
And I'm like, we have a bathroom here. Oh, I'm good. Don't worry about it.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay. Sounds right. You know, so to each his own, right?
Some people like to save it.
I see on Facebook, they have all kinds of like little things you can hook up to your car. And I always wonder, you know, you have like the drain hose. You just drill a hole in the bottom and you're going down the road and it could just go right out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you need something that doesn't really restrict the flow. Like you're going to need a decent size hose to really... That backs up on you.
Yeah.
We might have got off topic there just a tiny bit. But, you know, these are life lessons right there. Yeah.
I mean, you're never going to get to Florida in 3 hours if you have to stop and pee.
That NASA girl with the diapers.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. You know, you got to do what you got
to
right. do.
Sometimes you have to kidnap your ex-boyfriend. And the only option, you can't be seen at the gas stations.
No.
Your only option is to wear a diaper the whole drive. Space diapers.
Own. All right. So then you have, I started to say it, tools and equipment.
Right.
So that would actually be like the funnel, the drain pan, you know, all this kind of crap. Then the procedure of how to do it. And the location, maybe of the tools, maybe of the equipment. In the Navy, they were talking about the location of the equipment that you were working on the system. But, you know, whatever. And then maybe the date in the bottom corner of when the card kind of was updated and things like that. So that's basically a rough format of things you might want to write down, like a way to go about it so that anybody can follow the steps. And I think that was the Navy's big thing, was to make it so that anybody can walk in and follow the step by step, and yet you know it's done right. You know, that kind of thing. So there's, you know, a lot of different things. So I wrote down a list of some different things that you might want to prep for, but also you also need to spend some time with the family and say, look, this is where we keep things. This is where our food storage is. This is where our water storage is. This is where the circuit breaker is. This is where we shut off the water for the house.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, if something's leaking and you can't figure out a shut off using normal, logical, whatever, this is how you shut off everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way things don't flood. Something to think about. But this is where fire extinguishers are. You know, this is where the guns are.
Yeah.
You know, this is where extra ammo is, whatever. So a lot of things that you might put in this binder. I mean, me, number one, the first thing which comes up in a lot of scenarios is what do you do when the power goes out? You know, and maybe you say you don't need to do anything for 2 or 3 hours. Deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, suck it up. Don't open the refrigerator. You know, different things like that. Maybe fill your water. You know, in the bathtub and the, you know, the washing machine and, you know, fill the water, Bob, whatever. But maybe you're not even that worried. You're like, yeah, you know, there's.
Yeah, it's whatever. Been a windy day.
2 hours,
it'll be back,
day,
in,
it'll
back
be
on.
Back soon. On. But then as it gets to the 3 hour mark, do you do this?
All right.
What if
How
it's
do you start
time?
The generator? How
do we yep. start the generator? So a next step that I kind of took in my electrical, you know, power outage section is I talked about, you know, this is where the breaker box is. Again, these are things that you're going to want to go through with your family as well.
Right.
But this is where the breaker box is. Then I put, red tape on all the essential ones I want them to turn on, you know, whatever. And then add, you know, blue tape to ones where it's winter time and I need to keep the furnace going.
Right.
And the blue tape might take out some of the red tape ones. Like, you know, you could say, oh, ones with red and blue for winter and just red for any time, you know, normal. So things like that. You know, maybe you don't want air conditioners running when you have the generator going, but maybe you do. You know, these are all things that it really depends what your system and setup is, but that's what you want to kind of lay out for your family. You know, like I said, then you need to take them down. You know, once you get this binder kind of complete, you need to take the family around and show them, here's where it is. Here's how you turn a breaker on and off. This is how you find out if it's tripped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these kind of things. These are things that a lot of people don't know anymore.
Right. A lot of people don't know how to turn off their water. They don't know how to turn off anything in their house as far as electrical goes.
No idea
goes.
Where, you know, things are, what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have issues like with your furnace and you have a standard, you know, hey, I'm out of town and the furnace shuts off.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Well, you know, you go check the, you know, the no heat, you know, scenario. This is where our spare kerosene heater is. This is how you, you know, try and reset the furnace.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you make sure there's oil in there.
Yeah,
this is how you change the nozzle if you have to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, that might be a 3M card kind of thing.
Right, right.
You know, you want to be prepared.
And furnaces can be tricky. And, you know, I think every man that owns his own house knows about the battles with the furnace. You can't count on your 16-year-old kid to take care of that for you unless you have a step-by-step guide on what to do.
Exactly. Like, we've all seen that movie with the kid with the BB gun and he shoots his eye out.
Right. Dad was always fighting the furnace.
Fighting the furnace, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, that's your nemesis as a man.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? So, these are the kind of things. Like, no heat in the winter and you can't get a hold of Dad. Hey, open up the binder. There's a no heat section.
Right.
You know, tornado section. What if you hear the tornado alarm and mom and dad aren't around?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Okay. You know, so you talk about, you know, your basic stupid safety that you learned in school about being like under archways of door frames or trying to go, you know, to the basement. Or
right.
Storm
hiding
cell
under
or,
your desk when the nuclear
the
bomb goes off.
Or, yeah, exactly. Kevin right. likes to hide under desks for, you know, nuclear bombs. Hurricane, you know, boarding up windows, pulling in the lawn furniture. It might be something about just saving shit so it doesn't get destroyed.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be like, oh God, life or death.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are just good things, you know. Earthquake. Well, no, you're probably not going to do things before an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times that's hard to predict. Turns
right.
out they have a little trouble with that. But you could have, this is what you need to do after an earthquake happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, have some steps there. Now, nuclear disaster, you know, we talked about, you know, our Chernobyl episode not that long ago. Different things you guys could, you know, do to prepare for that. Fire. What if there's like a forest fire coming through your area?
Mm-hmm.
What if there's a fire in your house?
Right.
You know, these kind of things, they're all, you know, whatever. But then you have some other, now these are a little more outside the box. Like, what if you walk in, this is something you talk about with your kids, and you find the handgun laying on the counter? Do you panic? Do you whatever?
Mm-hmm.
You need to talk to your kids about these things. One, because you don't want them to pick up the gun and shoot their eye out when they're little kids.
Mm-hmm.
But two, so they don't panic and call the police and on your gun on the counter.
Right.
You need to cover both ways on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you should be leaving your gun on the counter, but maybe if you're getting ready for work in the morning and you put your gun on the counter, it might be something that's there.
Mm-hmm.
And you've forgotten your coffee. I hope you're not forgetting your gun on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you did?
But shit happens.
And you need your kid calling the sheriff in a panic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. No, that doesn't end well.
So something to maybe talk to your family about. Martial law.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something maybe your family should be doing if, you know, they hear stuff like that on the radio?
Right.
I don't know what you might want to do. I'm just putting that out there. That might be something mm-hmm. you need to consider.
You know your area and you know your family. So you know what you need to plan for.
You know, maybe who to contact or who to, you know, things like that.
And, you know, I think that's an important thing that gets passed up a lot is having that list of important numbers.
Yes.
You know, do you have the non-emergency contact number for the police?
Everyone's poison got it control. In their cell phone, but do you have those numbers? Mm-hmm. Are they written out somewhere that's not electronically stored? Mm-hmm.
Do you have grandma's number written down somewhere?
Right?
You know, you don't know. I mean, everybody should have an out-of-area contact.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't get a hold of mom and dad, you can't get a hold of anybody around, then at least a family member that you can check in with.
Make a sound decision or, hey, try this or, you know, whatever. I know there was one time way back, and I don't think I've told you guys this story, but I used to have some rental properties, and I had some little kid show up one day, and he's like, oh, you know, he's like 8 years old. It's like 10 o'clock at night, and I'm evicting a tenant, or the tenant had been evicted, and I'm cleaning up all the garbage and whatever that had been left. And this kid comes up all crying and whatever, and he's like, oh, my dad beats me. It's horrible, and I had to get out of the house and run away, and you need to save me. You know, so I'm like, all right, you know, you can't come inside, but you can, because we're out on the porch working, whatever.
Right.
We're like, hang out with us, you know, sit up on the front porch here and whatever. And we call the police because whatever, what else you can do? I don't know.
Right.
So I call the police 3 freaking hours before the cops show up.
Really?
And you're like, oh, I have some strange kid here. And we're in a city. So like, you know.
Right.
It shouldn't be like that.
Right. They're 5 minutes down the road.
No, and that's it. The police station is like a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept going. I'd call him back like every half hour and be like, dude, you want me to just bring him down? Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't drive him anywhere. Well, okay, but I want to go home, you know?
Yeah.
But the reason I bring this up is we're like, well, do you have somebody we can call? Do you know your grandmother's phone number? Well, no, I don't know my grandmother's phone number, but do you know her name? Because we're like, where do you go? You know, who do you know? Well, my grandma lives, you know, 2 miles away or whatever. Well, great. What's her number? Oh, I don't know. Well, what's her name? Oh, I don't know. It's grandma. And you're just like, come on, work with me. And, you know, eventually the cop came and the guy's like, yeah, I was just sitting at a speed trap for whatever. They never told me to come. And I'm like, and we kept calling back, and they're all, they're coming.
They're on their way. Yeah, but no, it's important for kids. You know, when you have younger kids, it's important to have some options for them.
Yes.
You know, I've got a list of phone numbers on my refrigerator held over from when my kid was, 10 or 12 years old and was coming home from school and had 2 hours before I got home from work. You know, it was Chuck's number is up there, you know?
Chuck's the go-to.
He's one of the go-to calls. But, I mean, it's important to have your kids have access to information that they may need in an emergency.
Now,
also the case with some wives.
Yeah.
They have to have access for emergency. Yeah, they have
all
to
right.
have
no, that's
phone,
not a
emergency
bad way
phone
to go.
Numbers.
Now, this is a big one that always actually does get discussed and stressed at my house is you need to, what do they do if the police knock on the door? And, you know, or, you know, any stranger knocks on the door. These are discussions maybe you don't have in your SOP binder. But they're discussions that you should plan out and decide and have a standard operating procedure of what to do when these things happen. You know, it's a crazy world we live in, you know, and anybody can be anybody, you know. Now you decide what's right for your family and, you know, what you want to be, you know, your approach for, oh, come on in and have cookies and beer. Or, you know, whatever with the police. Maybe it's the sheriff. Maybe you like the sheriff, but the regular cops, or maybe it's a statey, you know? State police, you don't want to let those guys in. Come on. Not when your governor's my governor.
Yeah, you can't trust him.
You know? But maybe the sheriff, he's your bestie, you know? you're like, oh, I read about you on the NRA website, you know, then it's, you know, come on in. We'll have beer and bourbon and biscuits, right?
There you go.
No, that's not the norm.
No, not the norm with the cops. I mean, if you're that acquainted with your local police officer, there might be an issue there. Maybe you should stop beating your wife so much.
Oh, why is it gotta turn ugly? So, like, the last thing I had for, like, SOPs, well, actually, the last thing for the SOPs for the house would be, like, you know, do you have designated, like, meetup places? So, if there was a house fire or, you know, and there's smoke everywhere, you do kind of want, you know, hey, let's all end up in one place.
Right.
So dad's not running back in looking for Jimmy.
Looking for a kid who's in the backyard.
And the kids, you know, went out the other door and just nothing. So, you know, having these discussions, having a plan can make things go a lot better. And you can have plans for other things. You know, mm-hmm. You can take this as far as you want it.
Right.
Maybe you want to put a trap door in the floor of the kitchen that goes out to the backyard. That might be part of your plan.
Who knows? Yeah. I mean, it's the thing about making these plans and writing up a sheet like this is you can do it once and then you don't have to worry about it again.
Yes.
You know, you set it up.
It's nice to have the little refresher once right. a year or whatever where you kind of go through it. But realistically, if it's written down and laid out,
mm-hmm.
you could go through every scenario in like 20 minutes.
Right.
I mean, it's not a big, you know, crisis. You know, maybe that's your annual maintenance on it, is to go through 20 minutes and everybody kind of look at the list and, you know, whatever. That kind of thing. Something to think about. Now, Cameron. Mentioned that you may want one for like when you're away from town. What if you're on vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a plan of being ready, and you know, what do you put in your vehicle, some extra things? Do you have maybe a going on a trip, you know, list of things you could add?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that might be really cool. There's a lot of cool, you know, gear that you might have. I know you could check out on our YouTube channel. I did a, you know, bug out bag for your vehicle or mm-hmm. something like that.
Something that's a little bit heavier than a backpack.
Right.
But that has everything you need for.
Well, maybe not your, you know, camping or whatever thing, but whatever. I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know what you need. Well, I do know, but I'm telling you, you got to go to my video on YouTube.
Yeah. And we don't know what you need specifically. You know, everybody's an individual, a special little snowflake, and everybody has special little needs. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to consider.
I know
though,
when I go hiking, I can go on a 3-mile hike. I don't need to bring water bottles and whatever, but I know if I bring my kids,
you got to bring snacks.
We're
dying of
thirst.
Yep.
Why aren't there Band-Aids in your car?
Yep. You got to bring Mountain Dew. You can't just bring water. God forbid they had to drink water.
You know, I mean, you got to commit to things. You know, you got to mm-hmm. really plan. And it's
do you remember
different.
When you had like a little kid, like a 1 or 2 year old, and remember like just getting ready to go to the grocery store? It's a nightmare. You got to bring snacks and diapers.
Those times out.
Yeah, it's a whole big fucking ordeal. I'm so glad that my kids are like old enough to take care of themselves in the sense that they can just get in the car and be ready to go.
Handle it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. That's why we need standard operating procedures.
That's right.
We'll call it the Handle It book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll have the big binder and I'm going to have one of the kids take like colored tape and just write out Handle It.
Handle
the freaking,
it. There you go.
Book. And then my kids are going to be like, Dad, there's a tornado coming. What do I do? And I'll just text them, Handle It. And they'll go right to the binder.
They know what's up.
Everything will
work. And you guys can't see this at home, but Chuck literally does have a big binder here.
And it is
with
an $8
all
one.
His.
You're not kidding.
Yeah,
not
it's
kidding
the fancy
around.
One.
It's, you know, I don't mess around. You know, we're top shelf over here.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you move into that prepping badass neighborhood.
That's right.
That's, you know, hey, we take it to the next level here. We make a commitment
mm-hmm.
and we see it through. So I don't know if you guys know this, but if you're a fan of the show, you may have heard us mention TacPac.
Yep.
They actually send to my house fancy boxes of amazing goodies that are AR related. Mm-hmm. Now, one of them did get forwarded to one of my kids, and it was in Maine for like 3 months, but it came back.
That's right. That's because it was going to your kid instead of you. I mean, that's really how you do your. That's really how you try and stay off the grid. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Put your kids on there. But got some nice TacPack tumblers. Is that your to go coffee mug thing?
Right.
Is that
what you call it? With the seals up. Mm-hmm.
Got one of those. Maybe some AR-15 sights. Now, some of you are like, gee, man, that's like 3 months ago. Well, Maine is very far away. So, you know, it's hard to get these things. And then he's like, oh, my friends are coming up. They're going to drop it on the porch. And then it was like 3 weeks later. Mm-hmm. I come out from cutting the lawn this weekend. Bam. New tack pack sitting on the front steps.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's always nice when you get those boxes in the mail and you have, you know, it's like Christmas every month.
It's like Christmas every month. Mm-hmm. Here next month's going to have $100 value.
Nice.
Quality products in there. Now, there is... if you use the code BADASS, they're going to hook you up with some free gifts and mm-hmm. some cool shit.
Yeah.
If you, you know, something. Sign up for that. I don't know what. And also, I actually shared a link in the Prepping Badass group, if you join the group, that they'll send you some free, like, metal targets or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you use that code. Whatever code you use, I'm okay with. My feelings won't be hurt if you don't use code BADASS. Although... if you use the code BADASS, I feel like it's going to ensure that my tack pack keeps arriving consistently
all right.
every mm-hmm. month. That's all I can say in my defense there. Also, I don't know if you know this. We haven't plugged it in a while, but you may want to head over to iTunes or whatever thing it is you listen to this podcast on. Spotify, iHeartRadio, any of those, and leave us a review.
Yeah, we really need some reviews on there.
I don't know if we need them.
Well, it's nice. I like to go through the different.
I haven't actually checked if anybody's left a review in a while.
Yeah, there's been a couple of.
I think the last one was Seth over at Span Eye Blades.
Mm-hmm.
Left us a nice review, positive things.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. You also might want to support us on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon.com/preppingbadass. We send out cool patches. Now, some of you who in the last month have signed up are like, well, you know, my patch hasn't come. I'm working on it. It's in the car now.
Okay, so it's making progress.
It's in the car, so uh-huh. I'm ready. I mean, things are going to happen. I'm a mover and a shaker, you
right,
know?
Right. Now, if you guys want to get a hold of us, if you guys have show ideas or critiques or anything like that, you can email us at preppingbadass@gmail.com. I do read the emails.
Yep.
We do reply to all the emails. Sometimes it takes a week or so.
It does sometimes take a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I think we're good. With that, stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass Podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio Network.